Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I've been watching a BBC series called Ballykissangel, which seems like a kind of trite, cutesy name, but it actually translates, or supposedly translates, something like place or banished angels, something to do with banished angels. I don't know, city of, town of, area, country of banished angels. As in so many BBC productions, the casting just seems to be spot on. But maybe I'm biased, because there's a woman who's a country vet and is always seen working on large animals, never on small. And she drinks too much and she does things like run midnight raids to rescue sheep. But in one particular segment, the priest in the story was going through some rather troubled times. And the scene opens with him at this monument, this little shrine in the middle of nowhere. I'm sure you've seen them. They occur probably all over the world. It's a natural or artificial collection of rocks, maybe with a little bit of whitewash on them. And then there will be a statue of a saint or the Virgin Mary with a little garden around it. The priest kind of stumbled on it, and he automatically bent over and picked up a twig that was in the garden and removed it. While he was there, someone from the village stopped too, and he asked her about it, and who it belonged to, and who took care of it. And her answer was, no one, everyone. And I was thinking about that in terms of the planet and in terms of nature. This idea of somehow no one, everyone, gets the job done in little increments. They don't wait for somebody else. They just do it because it needs to be done. I see evidence of that around us as our government drags its feet about even acknowledging that there's climate change, let alone doing anything official about it. More and more individuals and organizations are just ignoring them and going about making changes. For us gardeners, it means giving up perennials that used to grow, trading them in for new ones, recognizing that we have a new norm. For farmers in my area, it means you can't depend on just one crop, just one source of income anymore. You have to diversify. You don't think in terms of normal winters or normal summers, then go to pieces because they're not normal anymore. There have now been so many abnormal temperatures, so many days of abnormal heat, abnormal humidity, abnormal cold, abnormal rainfall, abnormal snowfall, that it's all become normal. And so people adapt. They come along and they clean up a little. They recycle more. Seems like every little town now has a farmer's market. More and more people have their own gardens. Sure, different factors are forcing them into this, economic factors, health factors for sure. But each one of these tiny little things, that say, whatever you folks in the government want to do, we're not in denial. We know there are changes. And the same thing is happening in business, too, and in engineering. Changes are being made. People are coming to the little hidden statue of climate change, everyone and no one, and they're doing their little thing. They're doing their little thing for the planet. They're cleaning up a little bit, because somehow, deep inside of them, they recognize that this is something that needs to be done. This is something too important to wait for a committee or a law or somebody else to tell them to do it. It's an act of love. It's an act of salvation. By doing so, we're saving ourselves as much as we're saving the planet.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.